Last week's parasha, Vayetze. Chazal told us that Yaakov made a stop on the way to the house of Lavan, and he spent 14 years in the Beis Medrash Shoshim Ve'Iver. Then he comes to the Makom HaMikdash. The Torah tells us, Vayifka B'Makom. Chazal explained Yaakov David's Mayrv there. And then he has this vision. He has this chaloim. An amazing chaloim where he sees the Sulam Utsavarza, Reishim Agi Hashamayim Ad, Machi Elohim, Oilim V'Yordim Bar. Let's try to understand this chain of events, the relationship that Chazal are trying to bring out one to the next. It can be explained as follows. There's a beautiful Mor B'Shemesh in last week's Pasha, which is Kedai to look at. I saw recently, and it really sheds a lot of light on the concept we're about to discuss in the beginning here, Mitzvah Hashem. After spending 14 years in the Beis Medrash B'Shem Be'ever, Chazal tell us that Yaakov didn't sleep a wink. And then he came to the Makom HaMikdash and he davened, and Kadosh Baruch Hu put him to sleep. The Neim Elimelech implies that what Yaakov Avinu was actually seeing in this vision, in this chaloim, was his own tefillah, which he just davened. That he saw, now we're just giving a hesber, that the tefillah which he just davened in the Makom HaMikdash is like a sulam utzavarta of Roshim Yashamayma. That after not davening for 14 years, that you would expect from Yaakov Avinu that if he didn't sleep for 14 years, he was on the darga of Tarasu Nuso, of which Chazal say that such a person is Pater Mitzvah, that he learned consecutively 14 years shtagging in Torah. This is the first davening after 14 years, possibly. And when he saw the inner workings of his tefillah, he exclaimed and he said, that tefillah, v'anoichi lo yadati. Little did I know how powerful tefillah is. That had I known how powerful tefillah is, I would have davened over the course of the past 14 years. That really tefillah was the mutzav arza of Reish Megir Shemaima. And the malachim which he saw are the malachim which are created from his words of tefillah. That the words which a person says creates malachim which go up to Shemaim. And using these words of tefillah which a person utters in tefillah, Kadosh Baruch Hu uses those very malachim to send them back down to the Adam himself to fulfill his requests. And just as Chazal say that tefillah is of the things of which is oimid beruma shalaylam ubnei Adam izazalim ba. This is what Yaakov meant when he said that tefillah, v'neichel yadati, little did I know that really tefillah is sula mutzav arza, that it looks like it's on this earth. But really, Rosh Magia Shemaimah, that it's really oimid berumo shalaylam, and it's not just on this earth. It's only because people see so little of tefillah b'nei Adam ha-mezalzalim ba, because they only see that which it's mutzav arza. But really, it's Rosh Magia Shemaimah. And he had an entirely new, deeper appreciation of the avoid of tefillah. From this, he goes to the house of Lavan. And he spends 20 years in the house of Lavan. And Chazal tell us that for these 20 years in the house of Lavan, he spends the night being Osek in Tehillim. That the entire night he was Osek in Tehillim, particularly in saying the Shir HaMaalos. And it would seem that the Hemshech between these two occurrences is that now that Yaakov daherd, the Oimek HaTfilah, the Roish Magia HaShamayim of Tfilah, he had such a heslahavas and such a cheshik and a love for davening that he davened the entire time he was in the house of Lavan. But there's a deeper Oimek to this, Amitz Hashem. The Hekdem was a ma'isa with the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh that once he was visiting a town and staying by one of the locals of the town. And after staying the Shabbos there and leaving the house, I don't know if it was Shabbos, probably not, according to what it seems from the story, that when he left the house of the Achsanya, So the Talmidim understood that there was a special shine on the face of Baal Shem, a unique simcha on his face, which they wanted to understand. So they asked the Baal Shemcha, the simcha mazu aisa, what's the inyan of your simcha here? So he said that in the house of this Baal Abbas, I found there was a getchka. There was some type of an idol, some type of an avodah zarah. Mamish, a mundane thing. Therefore, the entire time I was in the house, I had to control my thoughts from being maharher b'divei kedusha. And now that I've left the house and I've accomplished that task of fulfilling and being mekayim the mitzvah of avodah zarah, of which Chazal say that shkula mitzvah avodah zarah connected kol mitzvah satara, that avodah zarah is mamish from the roots of kol mitzvah satara. So he had such a simcha. I have such a simcha, he says, as if I was mekayim all the mitzvahs of Torah. It's actually, parenthetically, the Baal Shem Tov l'shitaso, the way that he understands a pasuk in Shema. It says, V'hayayim Shamaya, and then it says, V'saritem v'avadetem Elohim achayim v'shtachavisim lahem. But the Torah says that if you mekayim the mitzvahs, Hashem will give you matar, nasatim et ha'artzcha b'yitha yomalkoish. And then it says, "V'saritem v'avadetem Elohim acherim," which the Baal Shem Tov says that it's referring to the Isser of Avodah Zarah. That really all mitzvahs HaTorah are really just two mitzvahs. Anoichi and Lo Yelecha, not to do Avodah Zarah, which is not for now to be oimik in this inyan. It's along the lines of which David HaMelech says that he learned from Achi Toifel and from Doeg, Shnei Dvarim Bilvad, which the Svarim HaKadoshim say that he understood that really all mitzvahs of Torah are only Shnei Dvarim Bilvad. We're just connected these two things. I'm just mentioning that parenthetically. But Rav David Dinever, the Heilige son of the Bnei Sassar, he said, and he taiched this Maisa with the Baal Shem, according to Rashi in our Parsha, Im Lovan Garti. He says, Pesach to Rashi from Chazal, Im Lovan Garti, V'tayrig mitzvahs Shomarti. He says, how can it be that Yaakov was Mekayim all Targ Mitzvahs? They weren't even given yet. Yes, of course, Chazal said that Yaakov and the Ovos kept all the Mitzvahs of Torah. But how is it possible for one person to be Mekayim all Targ Mitzvahs? There's many Mitzvahs which don't pertain to a Zachar. Many only to a Kohen. Only when there's a Bais HaMikdash. So he explains that Yaakov in the house of Lavan says that he had to be Shomer his Machshavas from Avodah Zarah. And so Mamela, just like the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Yaakov in the house of Lavan, it was Ki'ilu Be'enav, he was Mekayim all the Targ Mitzvahs. Because he had to battle with the Avodah Zarah in the house of Lavan. There's a very nice riot to this, Lanias Daiti. We find that when Eliezer comes to the house of Lavan,
whenever he says that like, the mitzvah of Yisrael or the mitzvah of Yaakov, you know, not thinking about Kedushas, the point is that that in itself is a mitzvah, that he has to not think about
yeah. Kedushas. Yeah, he's being...
Or that he has to like battle with Yisrael and that's like the only...
Both. It's both. It's his mitzvah to be Mekayim, the Yisrael of Avodah Zarah, is to be Shomer his Machshavos from Divrei Kedusha. That's a kiyum of the mitzvah of Avodah Zarah. And since Avodah Zarah is Shakol Kenegah Kol HaMitzvahs, it's as if he was Mekayim all the mitzvahs of Torah. And that's what Yaakov's Avoida was in the house of Lavan, Targ Mitzvah Shomarati. So there's a nice remnant to this from the words of Chazal, which we find earlier by Eliezer. When Eliezer comes to the house of Lavan, and Lavan is very excited for him to be there, what does he say? He says, "Boy, Baruch Hashem, come inside my house. V'anoichi penisi abayis. I cleaned up the house." So Rashi brings on the spot from Chazal, but he cleans up the house. He had a broom in hand, he was sweeping the house. No. It means that he was cleaning the house from Avodah Zarah. He knew Eliezer was a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. He was the Eved Avraham Anoichi. He's not going to come into such a house like that. He says, come, I have a place for you to stay. I took out all the Avodah Zarahs from the house. So that was Eliezer's Zuchus. When Yaakov comes to the house of Lavan, we don't find such a mention of that. Fakert. He says he wanted Yaakov to come for a very long time and to be machshel him as much as possible. And perhaps this is the whole inyan of the Trofim. Lavan accuses Yaakov of stealing the Trofim. Right? The Trofim were in the house with Yaakov. He wanted to be as close to Yaakov as possible, to be machshel him in the inyan of Avodah Zarah, to be machshel Yaakov in the inyan of Sheikh Fazer Levatala, which is why he switched the girls on him. He wanted to be Machshel Yaakov as much as possible in very important things. And so therefore he accuses Yaakov when he leaves, as if he takes the Getchkas, the Trufim, with him. And Yaakov has a very good riot to him. He says, listen. He says, if I really wanted to steal your Trufim, or to get away with your Trufim, I would have, the second I stepped foot into your house, I would have gotten rid of them. For the fact that I was so able 20 years with your Trufim, you think I'm going to take them now? That's what it means. Lavan, of which we say, of Arami Oyved Avi. He tried very hard in a discreet way of just keeping the Trufim in the proximity of Yaakov. To be Machshel Yaakov, that he should think in Devei Torah and Devei Tefillah. And you can just imagine the Nisayon for a second of Yaakov Avinu. This is a man who just spent 14 years non-stop thinking and learning. Mamish, he became an Ish of Torah, a Chefzah Shal Torah. And now he comes into the house of Lavan, and he has to withhold himself, to refrain from Achshavas and Torah. You can imagine the Tzar and the Agmas Nefesh. You see a story about Rabbi Baruch Ber, that once he locked himself on Shabbos in a bathroom, and he couldn't come out because there was a certain sensor of some type. I don't know, he felt that he would be Machshel in some Isser Shabbos had he left the room. So afterwards, when he came out and he emerged, and everybody was so bizarre for him that he missed the entire Shabbos, he said, more that I was bizarre than I missed the entire Shabbos, I was bizarre that I had to control my thoughts for an entire day in the bathroom from not thinking and learning. This is a tzaddik that when he would walk in the street, he would be so caught up in his thoughts of learning, he would, they say stories how he would run into trees. You can imagine the tzar that he had to go through. But this was Yaakov's avodah in the house of Lavan. But tayag mitzvah shamarti. And the sheneged, it was shakol keneged kol tayag mitzvah, it was very chavid beinav. And it seems that only when he was in the sada, in the night, that Chazal make mention that Yaakov was oisik in tefillah and tehillim the entire night. Because in the house of Lavan, it wasn't shaykh. When he went into the sada, when he was out there, that's when he was oisik in tefillah, because of his chavivus for tefillah. But he probably couldn't even learn Torah then, because his heart and his mind was so mebulbul from all the cleverness and the shrewdness of Lavan, that he would be tzayik b'tefillah like David the Melech tehillim, the asking Hashem for his Yeshua. Yeah, Yaakov.
Why is it problematic?
That's the halacha. It's considered to be like tzoa of avodah zarah.
Shouldn't one always have halacha on his mind in order to conduct himself properly? Like,
right. That's in so, as long as the makom is clean, it has to be a clean makom.
Yeah. So, how can you practice without thinking? There's a level of practice without even thinking.
You could think about the halachas which you need to do. For example, you're allowed to think of the halachas in the bathroom, right? But to think and learning, I mean, we're talking a person that his mind is mamash and shemai.
That's right.
Exactly. Yeah.
I never thought about that. About that in the bathroom. So it's like if you're in the bathroom, you have to obviously be aware of what you're doing.
That's right. Yeah. So here, and by the way, I'm sure that Lavan was very happy to be Choshed Yaakov that he took the Trufim. Halavad that he should take the Trufim. He was probably very besimcha that he took the Trufim, or he at least wanted to accuse him to plant even more thoughts in his head about having any Shaykhist of Avodah Zarah. Now, after these many years in the house of Lavan of refraining himself from thoughts of Torah, from thoughts of Tefillah, can imagine the tzad that Yaakov was in. He has another dream, which is the dream of the tzayin, of akudim, the kudim, and the berudim, which seems like a very mundane type of a dream. I once heard b'shem the Beis Halevi. I didn't see it on the parsha of the Beis Halevi. Could be it was said in the name of another tzaddik I just remember many years ago. A very beautiful thought that immediately after Yaakov has this dream, he says, "I'm out of here." So the pshat is that if you can imagine Yaakov on his way down to the house of Lavan, he's dreaming about Malachim going up and down on ladders. He sees Hashem appears to him. The voice of Hashem is calling out to him. Imagine the madrig of Yaakov Avinu then. Now after 20 years in the house of Lavan, he's seeing sheep jumping over the moon and he's counting sheep. He says, okay. He's looking at the madrig he came down with. He's looking where he is now. Look at the transformation of the dreams. Look what's become of him. It's a very nice pshat. However, In Pnimius, this dream of Akudim, Nekudim, and Berumin is considered to be of the highest secrets in Sodas HaTorah. The Arizal has chapters called Shar HaAkudim, Shar Nakudim, Shar Brudim, which are literally the foundations of Briyas HaOlam. The world of Akudim, which is the world of oneness, there's what's called the world of Nakudim, which is the breaking of the Kalim. There's the Brudim, the construction of the Kalim, the rectification of the world, the creation of the Olam Hatzilus. These are all concepts of Kabbalah of Mamish from the highest places. And what it would seem like, that from this dream that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving Yaakov at this occasion, which is what spurs Yaakov to say that it's time to leave, Hashem was being malbish the highest secrets of Torah to Yaakov Avinu here, which could have been even higher than the secrets than what he saw in the Sulam at the Makom of the Beis HaMikdash. How so? Because the pshat is, like we said before, that a person davens and he's zeichet to certain hasagas. A person learns and he's zeichet to certain hasagas. One wouldn't think that by refraining from Torah from tefillah, that a person could be zeichet to so much. That if Yaakov uttered va'anoichel yadati, I never knew that to take a moment away to be mevatel from Torah and to daven, I could be zeichet to such a gili of Torah like this. This was an even bigger chiddush to Yaakov Avinu. That even in the house of Lavan, in the makom of the trafim of Arami Yoyved Avi, that he refrained from thoughts of Torah Tefillah, he was zeichet that the Kodesh Baruch Hu was malbish to him. Such a hasoga in Torah of the worlds of Akudim, Nekudim, and Brudim, such chidushim of this vada Ivanechel Yadati. And after that, he approaches Esav and he says, Tayag Mitzvah Shemarati, that I see now that there's a madriga of refraining from Torah and Tefillah in a place where one must, that's even higher, perhaps even higher than Torah and Tefillah itself. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yaakov, as a hakdama to giving him this dream, he says to him, Ra'isi es kol asher lavan oiselach, I have seen that everything that Lavan is doing for you. And what that means, according to what we're saying, is that I see everything that Lavan has done to you in every which way to make you refrain from Torah and Tefillah. And because you've been Omid ben Yisayin, I'm giving you this, which is a hasag in Torah, which no matter how much Torah and Tefillah you would have learned, you wouldn't have been able to be zeichet to this. All that b'schar the mesiras nefesh. And dafka derech hachaloyim. Yaakov was a Navi. But here, that he was in Chutz La'aretz, and he was Bebeis Lavan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still finds ways to communicate to his tzaddikim when he needs to, even in ways which are not so kavadik. For example, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also appears to Lavan in a dream, just short moments afterwards. But after derech this chaloyim, which he reveals himself to Lavan, he reveals himself to Yaakov also. Like we find by Mordechai in Purim, it says, Mordechai yada es kol hashanasa. Rashi says, derech chaloyim. What is this derech chaloyim? Mordechai was a Navi. According to the Gemara, according to one Madame, he was Malachi. But here the Klai Yisrael was in Golus, and it was post-Churban. HaKadosh Baruch Hu still communicated with Mordechai at Tzadik, even though Paska Nevuah. But derech chaloyim, just like he appeared here to Yaakov, in order to teach him Amish secrets, what Haman was planting against Klal Yisrael, what Achashverosh was up to conspire against Klal Yisrael. And really this brings us, in a similar vein, based on this idea, to the end of the Parsha. The end of Parsha's Vayishlach is the sugya of the Misa Zayin Malachim, the death and the Malchus of the Zayin Malchi Adam. Now it seems very unusual, the whole description that the Torah gives us of the Zayin Malchi Adam, the Eidah told us Esav, the Lufa Esav, what Shaychis. But the Indian is, Chazal tell us, that the reason why this is all told to us is to show us just how much nations of the world wanted to be Mzdabik Bizarro Shal Avram. That Timna Haisa Pilagish, how much she wanted to be a part of the family of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, although it says that Yaakov is Deicha HaBishtei Yadayim, and from that Amalek comes. But it seems like this is all written in order to teach us the Chavivus of Avram in the world. But again, this is very shver. We need the entire Sipur of the Toldos of Esav, although we're only just trying to be on one point about Timna. But in Pnimius HaTorah, the sugi of the Zayin Malchei Edom is from, again, from the biggest secrets inside this HaTorah. that the whole concept of Nekudim, which we mentioned before, of the Zayin, of what's called the Olam of Shvira, the breaking of the Kalim, the breaking of the Midos, all of this, the Arizal has, Mamish Ramazim Niflayim V'Amukim Ma'ayid, in the whole sugya of what's called the Melucha and the Shvira and the Misa of the Zayin Malchei Edom. That the biggest secrets of Torah are alluded to here at the end of Parshas Vayishlach. And it would seem once again that their mention of them here is that in the same way that Yaakov was zeicha to the secrets of Akudim, Akudim, and Brudim, he was zeicha also to understand the secrets of the Zayin Malchei Edom. And perhaps why this is juxtaposed to Parshas Vayeshev, which is the birth of Yosef. Because Yosef is what Chazal tell us, that he was a Nar Ben Zakunim, of which Targum says he was a Bar Chakim, that Yaakov taught him certain secrets in Torah, which he was Mekabel from Shein Ve'ever, certain secrets of Torah. And it could be that Yaakov passed over to Yosef the secrets mentioned earlier of the Shvir of the Zayin Malchei Edom, that he taught him those secrets. The breaking of the Kalim of Esav, the avodah that one has in life to go down to the low places and to bring up Kedusha from the broken Kalim, which is perhaps what explained why Yosef was so on fire that he was even willing to go down to Mitzrayim, which is the lowest places, in order to get his hands dirty a little bit to fix the world. But he was zeichet to these sodos that Yaakov had learned just now. He gave those over to Yosef. That's why we know that Yosef is called Beis Yosef Lahava, or Beis Esav Lakash, that Yosef is called Sitnoi Shal Esav, that he's not afraid to make Melchama against Esav. The Tzad HaShava, which we see, and this is a very beautiful Oimek, which I saw as well in Rav Shimshon Pinkas, who brings this out quite beautifully, that this Tzad HaShava between the Akudim, Nekudim, and Brudim, and the sugya of the Zayin Malchei Edom, which is mamish from the deepest sugyas in all of Kabbalah. Yet in Pshat and in Niglus HaTorah, it seems very unimportant, barely circumstantial, is that we see many times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he tucks away very deep secrets in very mundane places. He quotes the Ramchal, who says a very nice mashal to this, that if a person wants to hide a precious gem, a precious object, he's not going to hide it in some big safe somewhere so that everybody knows where it is. If he really wants to be clever, he'll put it in the garbage. He'll put it in a place where nobody would even think of going and finding it there. So here HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the deepest secrets of Torah and he put them in this place called Akudim, Nekudim, and Brudim. And he took deeper secrets in Torah and he puts it in this place called Vayimlaich Vayomas of the Zayin Malchei Edom. But many times, things which are very precious are hidden in a way where on the outside it doesn't look like it would really be a proper levush for such things. Like David HaMelech. Hashem says, Matzasi David Avdi, I found David. Where was David hiding his neshama? In Sodom, Chazal say. David in stone? In fact, David himself, on the outside, he looked like Esav. He didn't have the appearance of such a tzaddik. Even Shmuel couldn't detect the tzidkus of David HaMelech. But many times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu places very high things in low places. This idea, the idea of the Zayin Malachim, of which Yaakov Avinu learned a very important lesson. The whole Indian of the Zayin Malachim and the Shvira, without going into detail, is the concept which Chazal say in Bias Olam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Baina Olamos U'Machrivan, Baina Olamos U'Machrivan. That the Seder of Binyan Ha'olam, Bias Ha'olam, was one of creation and destruction, creation and destruction. This is the lesson that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching Yaakov in the secrets of Nekudim and in the secrets of the Zayin Malchei Edom Dafka. To Yaakov Avinu we find these. Because Chazal tell us that there was nobody who lived such a life of tzar like Yaakov Avinu. But there was one thing after the next. There was Tzaras Yosef, there was Tzaras Dina, there was Tzaras Reuven, there was Tzaras Rachel, there was Tzaras Esav, Tzaras Lavan. But the whole life of Yaakov Avinu was one of, that just when he thinks that he has finally a binyan, everything comes toppling down on him. When we take a look at the life of a Jew in Avodas Hashem, it very much follows this pattern of Boina Olamos Machivin in the Seder Hashanah. For example, we find that if we begin for Shavuos, when a Yid, or I should say Pesach, when he has that first Hisoiris, that first Dilug, that Simcha, that Heslavos, to walk on the Derech of Hashem, and he makes a true Kabbalah Satayr on Shavuos, and he's being Oisik B'Torah Mitzvahs, so then he comes to Tisha B'Av, and the Beis HaMikdash which he built, that Mikdash of Torah, the Mikdash of Tefillah and Avodas Hashem, comes crumbling down. That's called Boino Olamos Machriban. And then he comes to Elul, and he comes to Tishrei, and he rebuilds himself again. He builds a Sukkah, he builds another Beis HaMikdash, he comes to Yom Kippur, the day of Tshuva, he has a new beginning. And he's going with that, and he has that chizuk, and he comes into Cheshvan, and there's a bit of a dip. And when he comes into Cheshvan, and the time is dark, he starts to wonder at himself, and think to himself, you know what? Even though my mamash don't have a big shvira like Tisha B'Av, and maybe my Mitzvah Mikdash is still standing, but when a person starts to take a look at his mitzvahs and his avodah, and he starts to analyze them, and to understand them, and he sees that everything which he's doing it shalai d'shma, and he's doing it with pnios and machshavas which are not so good. Not all that guy which he had in his tshuva and being a tzaddik, which he thought about himself in his own eyes. Everything comes crushing. And everything becomes so tummy. His mitzvahs become tummy to him. Like the Ramchal explains the difference between mefashvesh b'masav and memashmesh b'masav. There's a darga that even though a person is doing mitzvahs and he's not doing averis, when he takes a step deeper, inner, into the mitzvahs which he does, and he starts to see that those are also impure. Look at all the impure thoughts I have behind these mitzvahs. But this is where a person is holding by cheshvan. And then he comes to Kislev, which is the Yevanim, that second Beis HaMikdash which was built in Chodesh Elul. And he comes to that Beis HaMikdash and he looks at his avodah and he starts to say to himself, okay, so mamash not going to have a churban here. I'm doing keeping Torah mitzvahs. But look at my mitzvahs, they're so tamei. There's so many pnios. And that's what it means that the Yevanim nichnesu, nifritzu alai, that they were metami the Beis HaMikdash, that they pointed out to Klai Yisrael that all your mitzvahs which you're doing are mitzvahs anashim elumada. Where's your machshava kedosha? You're just doing it because you want either Schar Olam Haba, are you doing it because everybody should call you Rebbe, should give you kavod, you're doing it for money, whatever it is you're doing it for. That's called the Yevanim, or Metami, the Beis HaMikdash. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a light called the light of Chanukah. But the light of Chanukah is such a great light that it illuminates a person's life. It's a light where a person is able to be Mekayim Mitzvah Lishma, with a simcha, with an ava, with true Yerushalayim. It's the nekuda about that Beis HaMikdash that even if the metam it 100%, there's still a nekuda which can't become tame. It's a Yiras Hashem Tahira Medes Lavan. It's a certain fakus b'Hashem Yisbarach, which is when a person comes to that light in Avodas Hashem, it drives away all the darkness and all the tumah of a person's personal Beis HaMikdash. That it gives the person a certain simcha and is avoided that every day is fresh, every day is new. That's why it's called Chanukah, Lashon Chinuch of Haschala. That his mamish feels like he hasn't started even to serve Hashem, even an iota. The way that tzaddikim bali tshuva are supposed to serve Hashem is Yisbarach. So coming from Pesach and Shavuos to his churban, Boino Amos and Machivan, then to rebuild again in Elul and the Amin Arayim, and then Machivan again, by the hands of the Yevanah, but not Mamish Machrivan, a Tumadika Machrivan, that it's full of Tumah. That you find that Pach Shemin that illuminates your Avaida, that a person able to serve Hashem with a Hischachis, a real Binyan, a Binyan Adi'at. And where is that Pach Shemin found? It's found, Chazal tell us, underneath the Karka of the Mizbeach. It's found in the Tomei Beis HaMikdash. Not only that, it's found underneath the Mizbeach. It's as if the Beis HaMikdash itself, which was Tamei, you would have thought you have to find that Pach outside the Beis HaMikdash. No. It's buried within the thoughts of Tumah. You can find that in the Kud of Tahara. And the Mizbeach is like a mita. It's like a bed. Chazal say that a Mizbeach is like a mita. Underneath the bed is where you're not allowed to put Oichlim and Mashkin. It becomes Tumah there. So Shiloh, whether it's closed or not, whether it's Metamed or not, but certainly the Paiskim say not to put anything which is Oichlim and Mashkin underneath the bed. It's Metamed Oichlim and Mashkin. And here, this Pach Shemen was underneath the Mizbeach, which is Tumah on top of Tumah. It's like underneath the mita, yet it's Omid B'tahar Rasa. And when you open that up, you see that this mama is such a lichtedik, a light, that a person is such a dveikus with Hashem, as if he didn't even start to begin to serve Hashem Yisbarach yet. That it gives him the koyach to be moisef ha'hoylech from day to day, to be mis'anig in that or. Or tzaddik im yismach. And this is a very big limud for our generation especially. Particularly the Nakuda which we spoke about before. Which is that this is not, I think it's safe to say, a generation where we can claim about ourselves that we're Yaakov Avinus, that we're learning 14 years straight of Machshavos of Kedusha V'Tara. Perhaps we can't say about a generation that we daven a tefillah like Yaakov daven Vayifka B'Mokoyim, that he's Sam Amish Shulam Atzva'as Ereshim Yishanayma. But perhaps we could say about a generation that it's like Yaakov Beis Lavan, that chapter in Yaakov Avinu's life, that we feel like there's so many distractions, there's so much tzaya, there's so many klipas which surround us, that we can properly, cannot hardly even utter a word of Torah and Tefillah without something else on our minds. Like Rabbi Eliyahu Lapian once commented, and he said, when Chazal speak about the Chevli Mashiach Gog u'Magog, it's not like you think that there's going to be massacres in the street. But the real Mechamas Gog u'Magog will be that even when a Jew is saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that he can't say that without having some type of a distraction on his mind. That's called Chevli Mashiach Gog u'Magog. And that's where we're holding. That we're like Yaakov Avinu, we're trying to just utter a word of Kedusha, but we're in the house of Lavan. Everywhere we look, there's the billboards, there's the internet, there's so many challenges which we have, that it's such a hatzlacha, that if we could be mechazak ourselves in the midst of Leisa Suru Achari Levavchem Achari Yinechem, just like Yaakov did in the house of Lavan. That's called Tayag Mishnah Shemarti. That there's a certain simcha that Baal Shem Tov had from that mitzvah. That it's shakul k'neged kol ha-mitzvahs. This is that generation of Elei Sasur, which is amongst the mitzvahs tadiriyos, of the six mitzvahs which are tadir. Of which we say about tadir, it's tadir v'sheina, tadir, tadir koidim. We have to give special chashivas to that mitzvah. And in the same way, Yaakov is zeichet, is such a hizgalus to Kedusha, of akudim, the kudim brudim, which perhaps even surpass the Gilui of the Malachi Alekim Olam V'Yardimbay. So too it shows that this generation has a lot waiting for us, a lot to expect. Then in the S'chus of Elohi Sassur Achayel Avach Arachinichem, in the S'chus of that Tayag Mitzvah Shemarati in the house of Lama, which we're holding on ourselves right now, will certainly be Zeichet as such Giluyim Nechmadim Yizav Mipaz that Gosh Baruch is going to give us at this generation when Mashiach comes. Torah Chadash Amiti Teisei, mamash from the highest madrigas of Torah, and the schus of this mitzvah which our generation has to mekayim, we should be zeichet to that strength, to that strength of Yaakov Avinu, to be zeichet to that Torah Chadash, to be as koyot tzedek, mehev aminu amen.